We're super excited. It's a great day to be a Highliner. It's a great day to be in Valley City. When we look back and think about the past 4+ years, all the way back to August of 21 and the first initial community meetings that we were holding and getting feedback from the community and having a survey and getting the feedback in that process and then carrying that forward and being responsive to the community and their questions and their ideas, forming committees and meetings, and then bringing that forth to the Facility Advisory Committee pre-referendum and hosting meetings through that process as well. When I think back in the totality of everything relative to that, from passing the referendum and having the community's trust and support to go forth with building a new school is unbelievable. It's an honor and privilege to be in this position, to be associated with this school district, to be involved in something that is beyond each and every one of us, and think forward to the impact that a new school is going to have on our kids for many generations ahead. And that again is just an honor and a privilege to be part of this. There's so much pride I think we all feel to be Highliners, and the excitement shared right now, again, not only for our school district, but for the community. And for any naysayers out there, again, that have this idea in their mind that our community is dying, I just think this is a great example of one of many things that are happening in our community right now, that we're reversing trends of population decline, whether in the school, in our community, and having facilities that match the quality of the education, the quality of our teachers and our educators, the system, but really the quality of our community, I think is going to lead to drawing people in to our community and to be part of that. 10 years in, Steve, living in Valley City, never thought I would be here, our family would be here as long as we have, and we've truly fallen in love with the school district and this community, and it's for all these reasons to have a community supporting this project. And so we're excited. We hope that the community comes out for the groundbreaking ceremony on May 13th at 1 o'clock up at Hanna Field with the site of the new school in the background, and the excitement of that day, sharing that with our kids, our staff members, our parents, and our community members, marks just the beginning of this project, and the excitement that'll accompany that and the hard work of that over the next 2 years. We want to make sure that we are updating, including our community in this process, and so make sure that information is going to get out there, and knowing that there's going to be some disruptions with growth in the process too, but making sure that our community has that information and knows what to expect as well.
And Josh, can you give us a brief summary on the cost and how the committee and everybody worked so hard to get to that cost level just a tad below the cap?
Yeah, so last June when the referendum passed, community passed a $46 million new school, and that was our budget and we had to work with. And so when we were going through the design process, it was a very fluid part, just make sure that we had all the programming part of the school, especially when we're talking about pulling Washington, our district office, and the high school all collectively together. And so we involved a lot of stakeholders, all of our staff members across the district, representatives from departments and grade levels into that design process, working with ICON, and Allie was amazing leading us through that. And then to be able to get to the estimation process and knowing the challenges associated with that when you're putting estimates on a design, and for the committee standpoint, being responsive to looking at alternatives and also being able to be responsible to say, what if the costs come back higher than $46 million? What are we going to do in that situation? We're fortunate. Construction engineers led an amazing bid process that responded with over 200 submittals, far exceeding what our expectation and what we thought was going to happen, especially for a school district not in the metro areas of North Dakota, typically are drawing fewer. That was not the case here, which I think just again shows the hard work that ICON and C put in, as well as the interest in Valley City. And so to be able to have that number of bids, and then Steve, when the numbers came back and putting the project together, allowing $2 million to be set aside for the demolition of the existing high school, to be able to have the 312 school, to be able to have contingencies, knowing that things come up in a project, to be able to have money to be able to put the furniture and the fixtures into that, all that collectively combined and coming under $3,883 less of $46 million with all those factors in place allows us to do everything that we ever dreamed that we wanted to do. We're excited about the next 2 years, but beyond that, as well as is looking at the phase two of this, and that is the demolition of the existing high school, and then really again leveraging the Highliner Activity Center, which is growing in popularity as far as being an event center, and how we can even make it more attractive to bring things into our community, and looking at opportunities with that, and to be able to have a parking lot across the street that supports that and serves that space. Also, after 2028, when we make that transition to the new school, is going to be exciting as well.
All right, there's Josh Johnson, superintendent of the Valley City Public School District, groundbreaking on the just under $46 million new school. Is going to be on May 13th at Hannah Field, and the new school should be completed by the summer of 2028. There's our Voice of the Valley for today.